Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
It's a Wednesday evening, and that means it's time for our weekly listener question, where we take your real-world money problems, dilemmas, questions, and put them to an expert. And you can send yours to business@hot1027.co.za. I'll give you that number or that email address again. It's business@hot1027.co.za. And tonight's question is an interesting one, and it is multifaceted. It comes from Santosh Gunpath, who's keeping a close eye on the markets ahead of the looming July Trump tariff deadline. And he wants to know, with global markets rallying back to pre-April levels, is now the right time to shift from equities into cash or bonds as a protective move? And he goes on to say, could capital gains tax play any role in softening those losses? Well, I can think of no better person to answer those questions than Sean Kelly from Parity Wealth, who joins me now. Sean, good evening to you. Let's start with the core of Santosh's concern. Should investors be a little more defensive right now, or are you seeing this as another blip perhaps on a long-term growth path?
Evening, Jeremy. Great to be on. And it's a truly interesting question. We get in a lot of these questions from our clients. But I think the short answer is no, not necessarily. While recent market swings have been dramatic, it's important to understand that much of the movement was driven by policy announcements rather than any deterioration in the underlying economic or corporate fundamentals, you know, at least in the short term. And in fact, earnings seasons that's recently come out has been quite robust. At the end of April, around 77% of the American S&P 500 companies had reported earnings up around 15% year on year, which is roughly 9% ahead of analyst expectations. And that's the strongest earnings beat we've actually seen in the past 3 years, which highlights the resilience of corporate America despite this headline volatility. And I think it's important to put the recent drawdown into context. Between February 19th and April 3rd, the general market and even like the US market, the S&P, dropped around 19%, its steepest correction since the early stages of the pandemic. The NASDAQ, which is the tech-heavy index, which has really driven the return over the past year, saw a decline of around 21%. And the general equity market, global equity market, saw a decline of around 12% during that same time period. But importantly, markets have since staged a full recovery, and they're actually on track to finish the year positively for this coming year. So trying to time the market in this environment, equities and into cash or bonds in anticipation of, you know, July outcomes is inherently risky. And history shows that timing the markets, you know, for exits and re-entries really work for investors. Instead, take a long-term view.
Sean, let's talk a little bit about that recovery. So in recent days, we have seen markets rallying. But I'm also wondering if that isn't partly because of a delayed blow rather than a solved problem, and if investors are maybe not underestimating the July tariff threat.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I mean, we have seen a strong, you know, rebound in the U.S. markets, and it's based on this optimism return on the back of encouraging trade developments. You know, over the past month, momentum has been impressive. The U.S. market's up around 9% since, you know, April 13th, and the NASDAQ around 13%. But if tariffs remain at the current reduced level under this temporary agreement, most analysts believe that the economic drag would be manageable. They've compared it to an effective 2% VAT increase. So while it may slightly dampen short-term growth and add some inflationary pressure, it's unlikely to tip the U.S. into recession. And I think that's really what's sort of giving, you know, investors some positivity now, is that it is much more to do with negotiations than inherently something serious. But, you know, a note of caution, though, is while this truce has provided a temporary pause, it is just that. It's a temporary and it's a pause. And markets will soon pivot from initial relief to scrutiny. And, of course, investors will be watching closely to see what the tangible process is.
So, Sean, let's assume that we haven't entirely convinced Santosh, and with your description that market timing is always difficult, let's assume that he wants to do some kind of short-term portfolio repositioning. Where would he start with a process like that?
Yeah, I think just going back to the initial point from the question and regarding tax, it is a misconception that, you should be selling to mitigate any taxes and capital loss, because while you're able to offset gains somewhere in your tax, it often will result in losses elsewhere. So crystallizing any losses at this stage by exiting the position is not advisable. From an investment perspective, though, I think the big drive now is looking at certain sectors and potentially even specific companies that have been hit hard on the back of the volatility. What we've seen is there's some really good entry points, across Europe, across the US, and as I'm saying, specific sectors. So you could look at a value play in the next couple of months and see which sectors have been hit the hardest and look to, I suppose, get in at good entry points.
But I guess you've also got to ask the question, to what extent are South African investors exposed to these tariffs, either through certain stocks or sectors? I'm thinking tech, mining, or maybe even export.
It's an excellent question, and I think when it comes to South Africa, the answer is a lot larger than certain sectors. I think for South Africans specifically, as we know, the US is our, second largest trading partner, only behind China. And where the relationship sits now is very, I suppose, at a very vulnerable stage. We of course know that the president is allegedly going to the US this week sometime to go have negotiations and chats, but ultimately South Africa, and even if looking at the rate, is driven by a lot of external factors. And one of the biggest, I suppose, trading relationships now is the African Growth and Opportunity Act, which is up for review toward the end of this year. And there is massive concern that South Africa could be excluded from this. We've already seen, cuts by the US administration in terms of US aid, et cetera. So to answer the question, it is a lot more fundamentally, I suppose, deeper than looking at a few sectors. I think South Africa needs to get its house in order and ensure it puts its best foot forward for future trade with the US, which will have a ripple effect
And Sean,
across the entire economy.
I'll need a quick one on this because time is against us. But if Santosh was to move, say, into cash or bonds right now, what kind of asset should he be considering, and what would the cost be of getting that wrong?
I think moving into cash and bonds right now, if you're selling from your equity portfolio, your more risky portfolio, could cost you a lot, because as I'm saying, the short-term volatility is impossible to time. But the bonds I would recommend are, your sort of income funds within South Africa offer really good exposure to bonds, whether that's local bonds or municipal bonds. The other option to look at is potentially even going into hard currency cash or bonds, like an iShares 1 to 3 year, which is hard currency based in the US, which also will then protect investors against further depreciation of the rand.
I'm going to leave it there. And Santosh, I hope that Sean has answered your questions. I certainly think he has. By the way, if you have a question for us, we do this every Wednesday. The email address is business@hot1027.co.za. That's business@hot1027.co.za. And Sean Kelly from Parity Wealth, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.